Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Something I find myself saying more and more in my classes, in my teaching, in my own life to myself is, can you be nimble? Can you be flexible? Can you give yourself the option of seeing the situation from a different perspective? What does that mean? I'm going to give you an example of what happened to me this morning. This is a perfect example. So right now, crazy enough, I belong to two gyms. Just because one is my membership is running out and the other one is this brand new, huge mega gym just opened up. And being in the business, I kind of need to do my homework and see who they're pulling, what they're offering, so that I can stay on my toes in my own, at my own center. So crazy enough, I'll have these two gyms and I spin at 5:45 Monday, Friday. And this morning I decided to go to the new gym for my spin class instead of the old gym. Well, showed up just a couple minutes before class. They have 60 bikes in the room, I'm going to tell you. And there was a line out the door. There was a line. The gym was packed. There were no bikes to be found at 5:45 and people were waiting for what? I don't know. I didn't wait to find out. I thought on my toes, I was like, oh, crap. You know, you get up, you get out the door, you just want to work out, and now I can't. And I refuse to just go down into their big, open, whatever, cardio center and get on a treadmill. It's just not what I do. So lucky enough, my other gym is 3 minutes away. And so I just turned around, pivoted. I mean, literally pivoted on my toes. Walked out the gym, walked into my, got in my car, drove to the other class. Luckily, I was only a few minutes late, hopped on my bike, got my spin class. And I was thinking about it this morning as I was driving home. You know, this is just a silly example. Obviously, I'm being, you know, this is just, it's not silly. It's just kind of, I don't know. It's not that important, but it is important because we need to continue to be on our toes in life. If we don't stay flexible and nimble in our capacity to see life from different perspectives, to take advantage of different opportunities, different choices that we have in any situation, we will feel stuck. I've talked about being stuck and the fact that you're not stuck, right? A couple of weeks ago, and the fact that you can get yourself out of the mud. But the thing is, you never have to get in the mud. If you stay very astute to the options that are available in any moment. And there are options available to every single one of us. No matter what our life situation, we have options. First of all, we have options to change and shift our perspective on a situation, our state of being, our positivity or negativity. You know, we can whine in any situation, or we can just pull ourselves up from the bootstraps and shift and make it work. We can make all situations work in our lives. Not forcing stuff, right? Talked about that, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Not forcing stuff or trying to always fix and control, but being on our toes and being nimble, being light, being flexible, being courageous enough to just pivot on our toes and shift gears. And I think that's what so much of what I talk about is about. It's about, you know, I talked about it last week in being a fire hose of positivity, of well-being in this world. There are so many things that can go wrong in any given moment. You know, my example this morning of a sold-out spin class, I mean, we should all have such problems, right? I recognize this is a privileged problem to have. You know, we should all have such problems, but there are options in every situation. And as we continue to focus on our own well-being, spoke about it last week, greatest gift you can give the world is a fully healthy you. When you're physically, mentally, emotionally stable, steady, clear, open, strong, you see opportunities. They come up right in front of you. What can I do in this moment to make this moment work for me? Without making it not work for others, right? How can I make the best, the most out of this situation, out of the, the wrong order? Somebody was telling me recently that they were having dinner at a restaurant in Italy. I forget who it was. It was a friend of mine. And they were sitting at a table and the wrong order came up, the wrong order. And they had not ordered whatever, meal came. And they just kind of threw their hands up. They're like, whatever, it's fine, I'll just eat it. And so the waiter came up and looked at this person and said, this isn't your order. And my friend said, I know, but it's fine. And he said, why would you eat someone else's food? So the point is that, we can choose in any situation to either make the most of it or to speak up or to shift gears. It just really depends on the mood that we're in as well, right? I could have chosen this morning to go down and tried some new cardio equipment, right? No big deal, but that wasn't what I wanted to do. So how are you pivoting in your life and how are you not pivoting? So oftentimes we learn about how we can change or what we do want by noticing what we don't. Let me say that again because I think it's important. It's important for me to hear again. So often we learn about what we do want, what we do desire, or where we can move and shift and pivot by noticing where we can't, by noticing where we feel stuck, where we feel like we're in the mud. And oftentimes our practices, our daily habits, our routines are the perfect place for us to see that. This is all a practice of seeing, folks. Every day gives us the opportunity to see clearly what's working, what's not, where we feel stuck, where we feel light, where we feel alive, where we feel numb, right? What's waking us up, what's putting us to sleep? Every single moment affords us that opportunity. So our practices, and I just use yoga as an example because it's what I teach. It's what I work with people every single day. In fact, yesterday's class, I was telling the group that, I was offering up a bunch of different options to give them the opportunity to notice when they shy away from different perspectives, when they go into their little turtle shell. I'm just going to do the same thing because this is what I'm used to, because this is what I like. Sometimes it's like, No, I like this. When I'm in this pose and I take it in this certain way, this is how I go deeper. But sometimes it's just safety, right? It's same old, same old. So I'm not saying there's any right or wrong, right? This morning, me like beelining out of the gym and hitting the other one was just one possibility of a number of possibilities I could have taken, right? But it felt right for me this morning. What feels right for you today? How does it feel right for you to pivot today? Are you headed down the same road where you're getting the same results? This is the big take home. If you're not happy with the results you're getting, then stop heading down the same road. Then find that space, find the strength, find the stability to jump off the platform in a different direction. So this whole idea of being nimble, of being flexible, of being opportunistic, this is what keeps us awake and alive. This is how we continue to lean forward in life. We don't want to feel stuck. Hey, listen, you can be present and still feel stuck. How is that possible? I know a lot of people who do this. They sit in meditation and they focus on the present moment and they never kind of move forward from that present moment. You can feel stuck just being right here. You can feel stuck in the present moment if you're not in tune and engaged with where you're being called to move. Where are you being called to move? How are you being called to speak? What are you being called to eat or not eat? How are you being called forth in your life? How are you being called forth in your life? Because the energy that's running through us, like a fire hose, is always expanding in us. Sometimes I feel like I'm like busting out of my skin, right? It happens, you know, when you see that brilliant sunset over the water and it's like, how could this be so beautiful? How can I contain this all? Oh yeah, I spoke about that a bunch of months ago in a bigger container. I'll put the link in the show notes. Being a bigger container, being a fire hose of possibility, of energy. When we're able to expand ourselves and open ourselves up enough to allow this grace, this force to move through us, it will continue to expand us. We are always expanding. We can't help not. We can't stop the expansion of life running through us. So where is life pulling us, opening us to? Where? It changes in every single moment. Every single moment. So when we get fixated on having things be a certain way, when we try to force things that aren't meant to happen, we're not ready for, when we try to fix other people, when we run away and flee, when we shut ourselves down and hold ourselves back because we think this is the way things are supposed to be, or when we get so stuck that we're not able to just pivot and look at life from a slightly different perspective, it's when we start to, oh my gosh, we start to not breathe deeply. And in not breathing deeply, we create stress in our body. And when we create and hang out in the stress response, we start flooding our bodies with these stress hormones that creates inflammation and disease. Whew, right? So just by opening ourselves up to possibilities in this moment, crap, my spin class is sold out. What the hell am I going to do? What the hell should I do right now that's going to serve me best, that's going to help me shine without pissing off other people, right? I didn't go in and flip the bird to the teacher. It wasn't the teacher's fault. It was my fault. I should have shown up 10 minutes earlier. Perhaps. I don't know. Right? It was nobody's fault that that happened. So instead of flooding myself with stress, I was able to pivot. Now, do I do this all the time? No. Did I learn from myself this morning? Yes. It was really positive. The outcome was positive. How can I do that in other areas of my life where I'm feeling like I'm hitting up against a brick wall? I've got a bunch of stuff right now that feels like it's not working out. My house has been on the market for 3 months. We've had a lot of interest. We had one lowball offer that died, right? We're like, crap, we're so ready to move, but it's not happening. And I can't make it happen any faster. So I have to be nimble. I have to be flexible. So a few days ago, what I did was recognized that we've got to keep ourselves moving out of this house. We've got to keep that forward momentum, that we have to keep leaning forward into the future and not just stay stuck in the fact that, you know, my table is set and it's a pain in the neck to eat dinner because I have to unset the table and reset it because it's staged. So this is like a big practice for me. So a couple of days ago, I realized I got to keep moving. I got to keep pivoting. So I rented some storage space and we're moving. I started moving boxes up. My husband and I threw a bunch of stuff in the storage, which I absolutely hate. But regardless, we are in the process. We feel like we're in motion and something's going to happen, right? The house is going to sell. I can't control when that happens, but I can keep myself moving in the right direction, pivoting, seeing it from a different perspective, that we are already in motion. So today I ask you, pause for a moment and look. Look at big situations, look at small situations. How can I be more nimble? How can I pivot in this moment and shift my perspective from perhaps feeling stuck or in the mud to a more positive, open, vibrant, clear way of living, forward-moving way of living? I'm going to talk about this a lot, this whole idea of just leaning forward, because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it rush through me. So there it is, folks, pivoting, nimble, flexibility, aliveness, health, and well-being. Keep that at the tip of your tongue. Keep it at your fingertips. Keep it at the forefront of every single action and every single word. Be the healthiest you that you can possibly be today, and watch your world unfold, open up, and explode in ways, woof, that will light you up and light up our world. Thank you so much for joining me. I so appreciate you listening every week. Tell a friend. If this is lighting you up, tell a friend. This is how we're growing, and we are growing. Our community is growing. Be well, folks. Have a great one. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.